This week on The Local Take, I reached out to Kathleen Bertrand, singer, founder of the Bronze Lens Film Festival, and Black Girl Magic Personified, to talk about her new song, My Voice, My Vote, which I'm sure our listeners have been enjoying. Ms. Bertrand, welcome back to The Local Take.
Thank you so much, Kipler.
Now, before we begin, how have you and yours been surviving within the pandemic?
Well, I'm here talking to you, so that's testimony number one. I have remained virus-free, and so has my family, so that's testimony number two. And then all else is, we're here.
We're here.
We're just taking it a day at a time and doing our best to stay safe and remain creative. Ups and downs, as with anyone else that you would speak to during this past year, but
well,
glad to be here.
That's what I was going to say. Testimony number one is that you are here, so I am glad for that myself. Now,
yes, I am.
How did your partnership with AARP extend to the creation of this lovely tune, you know, on the empowerment around voting?
Well, you know, I had gotten a call to do the Couch Concert, and that's a series that AARP has been promoting during the pandemic. So I was not the first Couch Concert. The first one was, I think, Avery Sunshine, and it was around the issue of caregivers. So Deborah told me that the one, Deborah Tyler Horton, who is the head of AARP Georgia. Mm-hmm. And so she told me thematically this one would be around the power to vote. And so I was going to be doing some of my original music anyway. And the night before we were to go live, I sent the song list to the musicians, and I had on it October Surprise, because we were just going to literally rehearse a bit before we went live. And so they're asking me, what is October Surprise? I said, well, I got inspired by what's going on and what it is that I'm seeing. And so here's a song, and it started with the bass player. I said, Trey, I need Trey Gilbert and Kenny Banks Sr. were the two musicians who worked on this with me. And so I said, Trey, we need something funky, upbeat. And if you can start with that, we figured out a key that would work. And then Kenny put some chords behind it. And literally a song was born. I just had lyrics. And I was able to fit my lyrics over the groove that Trey had set out there for us. And it was born. Like, 15 minutes before we went live, we were really just figuring out this song. So it was a joy to premiere it. And to, you know, I love being in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I love doing things that are spontaneous. And so it was just a chance to bring that spontaneity to the moment of what we were doing for AARP. They have such a powerful platform. And so to get people kind of energized around this fact that my vote is my voice, that's so important. And so that's how I came together.
And when you said my vote is my voice, I immediately went, and that is my choice.
Yes. Yes, very good. You've been listening.
So now, do you by any chance remember the first time that you voted? Did you go to vote with your parents as a child?
You know, I don't really remember. I'm pretty sure I remember going someplace with my mom. But the details are fuzzy. What I do remember, though, is that the Black churches in Atlanta would have meetings to get people mobilized to go vote. And that's not anything new. That's been done in our community for many years. And I remember visiting Wheat Street Baptist Church specifically with my mom in a get out to vote meeting. So that's my earliest memory of doing things with my mom around voting, is that people would go to meetings in the evening. Now, these are folks that worked all day. Nobody was working from home. They worked all day, and then there would be meetings like at 6 o'clock or 6:30 or something like that. And my mom would get a cab, and we would go to these get out the vote meetings.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That is an amazing memory. Now, you know, this year our presidential election was very different. You know, millions of people showed up to vote, and usually that is not the case. Do you think this is a trend that's going to continue? Do you think this enthusiasm around voting will move forward?
I certainly hope so, because the lyrics actually that I wrote allude to this is where our power is. And it's not so much my generation, it's the generations behind us recognizing the power in the vote and the power in speaking out. And the one way we know for sure that we can make our voices heard is through voting. So I am hopeful that this next generation is energized behind what they have done, you know, and they should feel good about that. The number of young people that voted in the last election, and hopefully they will keep that energy into this next election coming up in January. So I am really hoping that they could see the power in their votes to back up everything else that this generation has done, from the marches over the summer and making demands that my generation made. That we're still having to ask for as a people. But these young folks were saying, hey, we don't want to ask them like this anymore. Something's got to change. Something's got to be different. So I'm really hoping that they are energized behind the power in their votes collectively. No one person alone, but me with you, with your friends, with your neighbors, with your neighborhood, with your city. That's where the difference is made.
That is where the difference is made. And so now there is a Senate runoff race. A lot of people voted early, but for those that didn't, who will be voting on Tuesday, you know, what do you want them to know about your voice is your vote? What that means for them to go out?
Well, they're still making a difference, and that they chose to wait for Tuesday is their own choice, as we've said in the lyrics. But the fact that they would get up and go, take some water with you or crackers or whatever it takes for you to be comfortable in line, and just do it. Don't say, well, it doesn't really matter whether I go or not. Yes, it does. It matters for every single person, because every single vote really does matter, as we've seen in these runoffs and all of these things where it's come down to hundreds or thousands, and we don't want those hundreds or thousands to sit at home on Tuesday. We want them to get up, get out, and go do it.
Now, before we close out, can you tell us a little bit about Bronze Lens for 2021? I know this year the festival went virtual. Are you thinking it's going to be safe to go live, you know, at the end of next summer?
Not at all. Let me answer that right now.
So we're going to plan.
We'll probably do some kind of hybrid Kipling. We'll probably do something, maybe a drive-in kind of event or something like that. But certainly virtual was very, very successful for us as a festival when it came to reaching people that we had not reached before. We had people viewing the festival from 46 countries around the world.
Wow.
And I know for a fact, we would not have had a 46-country representation at Bronze Lens in any other way other than this virtual component that we used. And so once we even go back live, I've decided that we're going to keep this a portion of the virtual world with us as a festival, because it allows us to reach so many people. Bronze Lens has submissions from filmmakers around the world. And if their film is being screened in Atlanta, that limits it to only those people that are there with us. But if their film is being screened virtually, that means a filmmaker from South Africa or even New Zealand can have their film shown for their friends to see and to vote on and to participate with us. So we loved our first opportunity to do something like this. It was brand new, never did it before. And so we're expecting that we'll do it even better coming up this year in August, the 17th through the 22nd.
I love it. And I really like that idea about the drive-in. I miss the drive-in movie, so that'll be fun.
Yes, yes. I miss my friends and just, you know, even if you have to yell out the window with your mask on.
Right.
It will be great just to see people, you know.
Well, Kathleen Bertrand, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And my voice is my vote. It is my power and my choice. So thank you so much.
It's my vote.
Is my voice.
My voice. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, Miss Kathleen. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Kiplin. I appreciate it.